I'll put you on the spot here. Curtis, what's a memory from your mama's house? I'm sure you have one. Would you like to wish her Happy Mother's Day?
Absolutely. Wishing my mom a Happy Mother's Day. They moved actually down to Arizona a couple years ago when they retired, so it's nice having them close by. We get to see them regularly. It's great.
Outstanding. We are doing something a little different. Every segment, we are going to bring you a different insect. Everyone's familiar with the insects. It's nothing new that you're going to have to go look up an encyclopedia or Google the picture. You've seen them. You live with them. But we're going to bring you maybe something you didn't know about them, or maybe a new way to eliminate them that maybe you haven't heard about. This break, we're talking mosquitoes. It is that time of the season. We're going to start seeing them more and more. Gentlemen, what can you tell our Arizona listeners about our favorite friend, the mosquito?
Well, obviously, they are very prevalent here, and, you know, you're seeing them in the news some.
He's playing on his iPad. Anthropologists do that.
Because we do have multiple instances of West Nile virus being, you know, located here, and so it's become more of an issue when obviously there's an infectious disease connected to it, so you do have to be careful. I know Cody has a lot of fun facts about mosquitoes that are kind of interesting to know.
Cody?
Fun facts. One of the interesting things about mosquitoes is their saliva is an anticoagulant, and it is also an anesthetic. So
you're talking to somebody who's not a...
Yeah, so basically it allows their blood to flow.
Okay.
So it doesn't clot up so that you can get that blood in there, and then it also kind of numbs the area. Usually you feel a mosquito bite, but it numbs it somewhat so you don't feel that knife of a stylet they have inside of their mouth part pierces your skin.
So they numb it, sting you, and it's the...
Numb it, and they slice your skin open, and they stick a little tube in, basically, layman's terms, and then they, one part shoves in their saliva, which keeps the blood flowing, and numbs it, and the other one sucks it up.
So the after effect, what am I feeling? Am I feeling the saliva? Am I feeling...
It's an allergic reaction to the saliva, so some people have it, some don't. I get bit by mosquitoes, but I don't react. My wife and other people I know get huge welts. So it just depends. So
it's nothing the mosquito's leaving in you. It's an allergic reaction your blood has to the saliva.
Yeah, it's an allergic reaction. You're getting sensitized to that saliva.
Now, when you feel the bite and you go and, you know, slap your arm, and let's say you break off the needle inside your skin, is there any...
No, it doesn't work like that. So
Nope.
But, yeah, mosquitoes, we have four species that carry disease in Arizona. But, I mean, I remember Rosie sharing this statistic last time, but mosquitoes have killed more people than all the wars, you know, in recorded history combined. I mean, they're the most deadly, you know, thing on the planet.
With malaria?
Well, you got malaria. You have Western encephalitis. You have yellow fever. We have malaria mosquito here. And then, you know, you also have West Nile, which is...
The popular one of these days, or the buzzword of these days.
It is a buzzword of these days, yeah.
Where does Arizona rank in the infection of West Nile?
It changes every year, so I can get that fact for you, but it just depends. Every season's different, so.
Very good. Well, we've got people that have called in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Tom in Green Valley, good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
What's bugging you?
Squirrels.
Squirrels?
Squirrels in the attic.
Now, can we verify that these are ground squirrels? These are big bushy-tailed squirrels?
We've seen them on the fence, and then we've seen them in the trees. And I cut the trees back because we believe they were jumping from the trees onto the roof of the house and then getting into the house.
So maybe even flying squirrels.
We still have the problem. We've tried a trap and didn't catch anything. And we tried, I don't know whether you know Ludlow Porch or not, we tried his solution, which was to put in sulfur, mothballs, and a fist of redwood chips, or cedar chips, excuse me. And we put that in the attic, and about all that did was make our eyes water like hell, but it didn't scare off the squirrels.
So the gentleman that gave that to you, it was a solution because he never went back to check again.
Couldn't stand it.
What can y'all suggest for Tom here on his squirrels? One, as much as it hurts to say it, one, trim the tree back. If he really wants to kind of eliminate their travel path, would be probably the first thing to do. What else can we recommend?
Absolutely. When it comes to obviously squirrels, you got to figure out how they're getting in and then exclude them, whether, you know, fixing the hole, screening it off. You know, exclusion is the number one part of the game. So
now let's say this squirrel's particularly, well-trained and he can climb vertical walls and maybe there's a trellis in other ways. What can we do in his attic to maybe, I mean, he said he's tried trapping and that hasn't worked, but what are some other things that we can do for him in the attic?
There is a product that's a strobe light that is used that is activated when there's squirrel activity, and they're really sensitive to it. And so it's a deterrent to keep them from being there. So
does a disco ball come with that?
No disco ball, no rave music.
Gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.